Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
The ABCs, the fundamentals of faith. Fundamentals. I am going to open my Bible to the 11th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. You do realize that, don't you? If yours is like mine, it kind of falls open there. And now, why is God so interested? Why is Jesus so interested in teaching, preaching, talking about faith? Faith is a spiritual force. We've talked about this a lot of times, many times. But I'm going to take a moment and touch on it again, because it is the basic fundamental of it. Let me give you these so you can write them down, because we won't be able to cover them all tonight. Number one, the number one fundamental of faith. You believe it in your heart, then you say it with your mouth. Now, the phrase, the word of faith which we preach, is in the 10th chapter of the book of Romans. With the heart, man believes, and with the mouth, let's just turn there, 10th chapter of the book of Romans. Don't lose your place there in Mark 11. Verse 6, the righteousness which is of faith speaketh. The righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. Say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ again from the dead. What does it say? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, in your heart and in your mouth, in your heart and in your mouth. The word of faith which we preach, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus is Lord, and shall believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Actually, the word is sozo. You shall be saved, you shall be healed. Same word, means exactly the same thing. That's an interesting word study sometimes. Just read through, particularly the letters, and find that word sozo. It's an eye-opener in the healing ministry. It would have stopped small wars. And people just know, well, healing passed away. Well, sozo passed away. Think of that. Anyway, for, here it is, with the heart, with the spirit, the inner man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto sozo, unto salvation. Heart and mouth. You believe it in your heart, then say it with your mouth. Now then, excuse me, let's go to the book of Matthew. Let me finish reading this in Mark 11, 23. Have the faith of God, have the God kind of faith. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says, those words that he says, will come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say. So he put it into operation immediately. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive and you will have. And you've heard Gloria say this many, 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 many times. That word translated receive is exactly the word that means to take. Well, of course it does. The only time people don't understand that is in church. Receive, take, same thing. Every pastor needs a good receiver. My son Jonathan is a quarterback and a good one. But he's no better than the receiver. Now, Jonathan is one of those young men that his eye-hand coordination is just really good. I'm not just because he's my grandson. I mean, I'm quoting his press. He's just one of those guys, and he's totally committed himself to that game. And he believes God has called him, and he has called him into that field to coach and to be a part of young men and their spiritual growth. So he was just as good a basketball player as he was a football player. But he just walked away from it. His coach cried when he quit basketball. So did his mother. No, he said, I must concentrate on this. This is what God called me to do. I must concentrate on this. On this. This is what I must do. So he and his receiver have to practice together. Because when that ball is anywhere close, that receiver has to take that thing. Amen. He has to take it. I can take this. And Gloria said it isn't yours till you take it. And believe you take it. Believe you have it. Believe you receive it. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. All of that is one statement. This is fundamentals of faith. And I've had people say this to me, not in a long time, but particularly back in the early days when so many people had never heard anything like this about, well, now, Brother Copeland, that was a spiritual mountain. And a spiritual fig tree. Really? Well, let's check that out in the 21st chapter of Matthew, the 21st verse. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do that which is done to this fig tree. You shall not only do that that was done to this fig tree. But you say to that mountain, praise God, that settled that question. Now then, and of course we've already covered some of these these other places in the book of Romans and so forth. Faith, now then, Mark chapter 5. Now, I'll go ahead and give you background on this. Those of you that are not familiar, if there is anybody that's not. Kenneth Hagin was born in August of 1917. Extremely prematurely. They were frightened for the life of his mother. And that's obvious, they induced labor, thinking that she's going to die and we're going to lose her and the baby too, so and he was born. And his grandmother, his grandfather was a doctor on the other side of the family. And so she had worked with him so much and had been a nurse to him that she was, you know, she really knew what she was doing. And thank you. Excuse me. He was so small when he was born. Fully dressed, he weighed less than 2 pounds. Just supernaturally that he lived. And it went to suggest the route that they said it would. They said, you'll get paralyzed, you'll get to where you can't see, and then you'll die. And he said, I knew somehow, some way, that it was right there in that 11th chapter of Mark. I knew that my healing was there. He said, I dealt with that for 17 months. Or excuse me, 16 months on that bed. And he said, I finally saw it. I finally saw it. I have to believe it before I have it. I have to believe that it's mine. I have to believe when I pray that I'm healed, not after I feel something that I'm healed. Anybody can believe that. I have to believe it now. While I'm paralyzed, I have to believe it now while I can just barely see. And finally that morning in 1934, the Lord said, so you believe you're healed? He said, I sure do. He said it out loud. I sure do. He said, healed people ought to be up this time of day. So he said, I started getting up. And he said, I couldn't feel anything from the waist down. And so he said, I worked myself over onto the side of the bed. And he said, my hands were partially paralyzed. And he said, I just threw my legs out on the floor. Now he's just skin and bones. Now, fully dressed, he only weighed 89 pounds. But he just threw his legs out. He said, I couldn't feel it when they hit the floor, just like 2 chunks of wood. And he said, I slid off there, and he said, I grabbed around the bedpost, and he said, I want to announce to Almighty God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, all the angels in this room and every devil in hell, I'm healed. Praise God. I'm healed. I'm healed. And he said, all of a sudden I began to get feeling in my legs. And he said it hurt so bad. He said it felt like 10,000 needles being stuck in me. He said those nerves are coming back alive. And he said, I began to cry. And he said, I'm crying because I can feel it. I'm crying because I can feel it, not because it. He said it hurt good. And his heart that just didn't beat right at all. His doctor told him, for you to live, we would have to replace everything in your chest, your heart, your lungs, all your plumbing. He asked him, he said, why is it if I drank something cold, it goes in, but he said, I feel it coming all the way over here before it goes to my stomach. He said, you didn't completely, you're so deformed on the inside Think about what a miracle that was. And he believed it in his heart and he said it with his mouth. And in a moment's time, he was standing up with his arms up praising God, walking around that room. Walking around the room. Now, he was in a meeting and it was after the service, and the pastor and his wife and their family and all of them, all faith people, and they've been in the meeting and all of them together there. And he said just the strongest, just the urge, just almost a burden to pray. And he told them, he said, I've got to pray and I've got to pray now. They said, all right, we'll just pray with you. And he said, everybody just hit the floor and started praying in the Spirit. And he said, my knees hit that floor and there was Jesus in the Spirit. And he started talking to me and he talked to me about some things. And then I said, Lord Jesus, I want to ask you about a couple of my messages. He said, all right. He said, the woman with the issue of blood, I got a message here about her and her saying it and so forth. And it seems like I'm missing part of that message. He said, you are. And he said something like, my spirit's been trying to get this over to you for quite some time. And he said, write this down. Well, he said, I went into my bedroom. I was staying in the parsonage there with the pastor. And he said, I went in the bedroom and he said, I got pencil in just a card there. And he said, I still have it. But he said, I got that there and got on my knees and there was Jesus. And he said, now write down these four things. And he said, it's amazing how well you can write with your eyes shut when you're in the Spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. She, number one, the Lord said, number one, she said it. Number two, she did it. Weymouth translation of the New Testament in the book of James calls for corresponding action. She did it. She said it. She believed it. She did it. And she told it. He said, any of my children at any time that will do these things can receive anything they want or anything they need from me. Just those four things. She said it, she believed it, she did it, and she told it. She testified to it. Those four things. So when let's go there now. And faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. In the 5th chapter of the book of Mark, verse 25, a certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years, she's been shut in for 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. She touched his prayer shawl. She touched his garment, for she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway, immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and then she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Amen. So now, she heard of Jesus. Well, like I said this morning in our partner service, he preached that sermon, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and so forth and so on. Poor man, you don't have to be poor anymore. I'm here. Blind man, you don't have to be blind anymore. I'm here. Captive man, drug addict, you don't have to be bound up and captive anymore. I'm here. And he preached the acceptable year of the Lord, which was supernatural debt cancellation. So there you have it. Teach, preach, and heal. Amen. She heard that. She's got someone relaying messages because he lives right down the street. He lives in Capernaum, and this was in Capernaum. And he's, you know, they've had scouts out looking for him. He's got to come home sometime. And well, when he does, we love him so. So, Spencer, she must have forgiven those doctors. 12 years. 12 years. She's been shut in. Check it out in the book of Leviticus. 5th, 6th, 7th chapters of the book of Leviticus. She was unclean. A woman with an issue of blood beyond her normal time, she was a shut-in. You couldn't go out in public. And you were considered really in the same category with a leper. You were unclean. And you just stay inside. You just don't come out here. So she just couldn't go out. Don't you know that got old? 12 long years, she's skin and bones, bleeding all the time. Had all that time to think about all those doctors, and I used to have money, and now I don't. Bunch of quacks. Obviously, she didn't. She'd heard enough about hearing about Jesus to forgive.
In any professional field, the way to become an expert is to learn the basics and master the fundamentals. Apply that to your faith. How do you become an expert in faith? You practice the fundamentals. Get back to the basics of faith with Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, The Fundamentals of Faith. 15 messages on DVD, MP3 disc, or digital download. Use it to build a strong foundation on the Word of God that won't be shaken by any storm of life. Learn what hinders faith and how to renew your mind to the truth of all God has promised you in Scripture. Discover 4 steps to prayer that always bring results. You are an overcomer through Christ. Believe God's word, speak it out, take action, and receive the victory He's given you. Stand firm in your identity in Christ and know who you are in Him and who He is in you. Become a faith champion by mastering the fundamentals of faith.
Request your free offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. These resources will help guide you in further understanding God's Word. Go to kcm.org/TBSpecial or call us 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Be sure to request your free offer today.
Did you catch those four fundamentals to receiving the promises of God? They are straight from the story of the woman with the issue of blood. Now, if you didn't, write these down because these are what you should be practicing every day as a believer. Number one, you say it. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, I believed and therefore I have spoken. Faith speaks. The woman with the issue of blood said, if I only touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. You see, your words are full of the power of the force of faith that's in your heart. So speak the promises of God over your life and watch faith change things. Number two, do it. Act on your faith. That woman with the issue of blood acted on her faith when she left the house, she pushed through the crowd, and she touched Jesus' robe. Now, in her day and in that time, she wouldn't have been allowed to touch others. Her disease would make her legally unclean, and it would be acting against the laws of her culture to come out of isolation into a crowd and let alone touch a rabbi. So you have to be bold. What is the action you need to take that will put you in a position of releasing your faith? Number three, believe it. Faith will undergird your saying and your doing. Because the woman with the issue of blood believed in her heart that when she touched Jesus' robe, she'd be healed. Her faith undergirded her saying and her doing, and she was healed. So believe in your heart that God fulfills the promises He said in His Word, and those promises are yes and amen for you. Number four, you tell it. You testify of what God has done. The woman with the issue of blood told Jesus what the healing power of God had done for her. You need to tell others about the good things that God does for you, and you give Him the glory for it, and you let the world around you know that God is a good God who wants to do good things for those who will believe His promises. Amen. KCM has a free gift to send to you that will help you further develop your faith. The Fundamentals of Faith. They're on MP3 or DVD series, all by Brother Copeland. Now, did you know that you could stay an immature baby Christian if you never made the choice to develop your faith? As a believer, it's so important that you become a master of the basics of faith and grow in your understanding of the Word of God. And that's what will make you an expert in your walk of faith. You build your faith through hearing God's Word. You learn to recognize when you have true faith in your heart and then how to act on it. You turn your prayers into targeted, word-based declarations of faith that get results, not just these vague, wishful words, wonder if God heard you. No, you can pray with confidence and pray in faith. We want to get these things to you, so go to kcm.org and order your free teaching today. Thanks so much for being a part of this broadcast today. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
To download or request a free copy of today's broadcast, go to kcm.org. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.